I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, January 15th. Pay raises will be one of the first issues the new Quincy City Council tackles when they meet next Tuesday night. The council will debate a proposal to rescind the mayoral raise from $285,000. They'll also debate a proposal to repeal the policy that ties city council raises to the Consumer Price Index. And also on the agenda, a proposal from the mayor to lower the mayoral raise from $285,000 to $225,000, effective in 2028. Now, the salary increases were a major factor in the election of 7 new city councilors during the November election. A 20-minute public comment period is also scheduled, where members of the public will be given 3 minutes to speak about any issue of their choice prior to the full council meetings. Tuesday's meeting is scheduled to begin at 7:30 at City Hall. The meeting is being held Tuesday because Monday is the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. House Speaker Ron Mariano's office disclosing late yesterday that he was injured in early January, but has been cleared by his doctor to pursue his usual activities. The statement says Speaker Mariano tripped while carrying boxes up the stairs to his home in early January and sustained minor injuries to his shoulder and the right side of his body. He has been cleared by his doctor to continue his usual activities and has been referred to physical therapy. The statement goes on to say Mariano has been working remotely and was at the State House yesterday for in-person meetings and looks forward to participating in member meetings next week regarding energy affordability legislation. His schedule will continue to allow for remote work as needed. Now, the House plans private meetings to discuss energy affordability next Tuesday and Thursday. The 79-year-old Mariano first joined the House in 1991 and does plan to seek re-election this fall. Roxbury native and Brigadier General Enoch Woody Woodhouse is a living legend and was the man of the hour in Quincy yesterday as he was welcomed by friends and family to celebrate his 99th birthday. Family and friends gathered at Marina Bay for the celebration. Woodhouse was born in Roxbury. After the bombing of Pearl Harbor, Woody's mother urged his brother and him to serve their country. And at just 17 years old, Woodhouse enlisted in the Army. 2 years later, Woodhouse was assigned to the 32nd Fighter Group, better known as the infamous Tuskegee Airmen. The group of all-black aviators broke racial stereotypes and barriers of the time. However, at that time in our country's history, race relations were poor. One of Woody's friends, retired Army Colonel George Rollins, recounted a story that Woody once shared with him. By this point, he had graduated from Yale magna cum laude and was sent to Fort Robert E. Lee in Virginia. Woodhouse would persevere and go on to enjoy a long, distinguished career. He's still going strong, making personal appearances around the state, and is revered by the veterans community. Woodhouse will be the guest speaker at this year's Martin Luther King Jr. Breakfast in Quincy on Monday at 9 a.m., at the Terrell Room. After 3 victims lost nearly $22,000 combined in Norfolk County over 2 weeks, Sheriff Pat McDermott is trying to prevent Bitcoin scams by posting signs above Bitcoin kiosks. The sign says STOP, which is an acronym for slow down, think, outsmart, put the phone down. The sheriff's office said the most common scam they've seen in recent months have been missed jury duty or outstanding warrant threats. The scammers oftentimes pose as law enforcement officers and will ask for large sums of money. If you or a loved one believe you have been a victim of a monetary scam, you're urged to contact your local police department and also report it to your bank. Verizon said it has resolved its outage after users reported widespread issues yesterday. The telecommunications company first acknowledged the outage around noontime on social media. According to Down Detector, About 180,000 users reported experiencing issues with Verizon's services. Reports of outages dropped to about 7,500 users as of 10 o'clock last night. The outage is one of several high-profile tech outages in the past year that have interrupted daily life for thousands, including an Amazon Web Services issue that took down most of the web in October. In 2024, a widespread AT&T outage left customers across the U.S. without service and prompted an FCC investigation. Users also reported problems with AT&T and T-Mobile service on down detector, although spokespeople for both networks said their services were operating normally. Customers may experience service issues when trying to contact those on Verizon. Verizon did not reveal the cause behind the outage. A man already serving a life sentence for a different murder has been charged with stabbing a Boston woman to death in 1999. Suffolk County DA's office said yesterday 54-year-old Cornell Bell of Boston had been charged with first-degree murder in the death of 34-year-old Karen Bonner of Dorchester. Bonner's sister went to her Columbia Road apartment in May of 1999 to check on her after not hearing from her for several days. She found her stabbed to death in the kitchen. The DA's office noted that Bell was already convicted in Norfolk County in 2022 for the murder of his girlfriend. A state police wanted poster shows that Bell was being sought in the August 2017 murder of Michelle Clark in Weymouth. The Boston Globe reported in 2019 Bell had been arrested in Florida. Bell was sentenced to life in prison without parole. His DNA profile was uploaded into the FBI database, and investigators linked it to DNA found on a cigarette butt in Bonner's apartment. Also, prosecutors said investigators rediscovered photographs of latent prints in blood from inside the apartment that were determined to be Bell's. Bell was ordered held without bail and is due back in court on February 19th. State insurance regulators unveiled some sweeping authorization reforms that would scrap pre-approval requirements for many routine and essential health care services. The proposed changes aim to eliminate administrative burdens, streamline the prior authorization process, mitigate surging costs, and ensure patients can receive access to care without running into insurance obstacles. The plan regulations will require public comment and final approval. The regulations are expected to be filed this week. The public comment period in February. The regulations would nix prior authorization for services that include emergency and urgent care, primary care, chronic care, occupational and physical therapy, and certain prescription drugs. Insurers must respond to urgent requests within 24 hours and ensure continuity of care when members switch plans under the proposed changes, with the aim of reducing delays in care and preventing avoidable emergency department visits. The Department of Insurance changes are expected to lower patient costs, since there will be reduced overhead for both providers and insurers. The governor also announced the 30-member Healthcare Affordability Working Group, composed of state, healthcare, insurance, and business leaders, tasked with producing recommendations to cut system-wide costs. Researchers recently spotted dozens of critically endangered North Atlantic right whales near the Cape and Islands, triggering a slow zone for some mariners. Scientists from the New England Aquarium found a group of eight whales 37 miles south of Nantucket on January 5th while conducting an aerial survey. And during another survey, more than 20 right whales were spotted. A team from the Provincetown-based Center for Coastal Studies observed 33 whales in Cape Cod Bay while conducting an aerial survey last week, potentially the highest number of whales documented in Cape Cod Bay in a single day in January. There are only about 380 North Atlantic right whales left on Earth, including about 70 reproductively active females. As the species struggles to recover from the heights of the whaling industry, it is still under immense threat from fishing gear entanglements and vessel strikes. Sightings along the East Coast trigger voluntary slow zones, which have been found to decrease the risk of boat strikes The January 5th sighting initiated a voluntary slow zone south of Nantucket, where mariners are encouraged to reduce their speeds to 10 knots. A mandatory slow zone is in effect in Cape Cod Bay until May 15th. Check of business news. This morning, stocks are down. The Dow lost 42 points. The NASDAQ fell 238. And the S&P dropped 37. Asian stocks also lower. And U.S. futures are mixed after Wall Street retreated, dragged down by falls in big tech stocks. The dollar rose, the euro fell, oil at $59 a barrel. In sports, the Celtics are in Miami tonight at 7:30. The Bruins host Seattle at 8. Today's forecast from the National Weather Service, partly cloudy, with a high about 50 degrees. For tonight, clear and frigid. Lows drop tonight into the teens. Tomorrow, sunny, windy, and cold. High of 33. For Saturday, some showers around in the afternoon. High of 40. Mostly cloudy on Sunday at a high 37. For the boater, waves 2 feet. Southwesterly winds 10 to 15, but increasing throughout the day with gusts to 30 knots. High tide 8:45 a.m. and 9:28 p.m. Sunrise 7:10, sets at 4:36. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Thursday, January 15th.